What are your recollections from that 05 game here? It seemed to be a watershed moment for both franchises.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I just remember going up there, and Rod is the place that, you know, the reason I wear number 7, that's where he plays, you know, and I mean, just remember being a kind of a crazy game, and at the end, just that feeling of victory and being able to know that we're going to the big one.
Ben, it's this is Tim's first playoff experience. What do you remember about your first playoff game?
I don't remember a lot. I know I didn't play well. I remember that just things got a lot faster. Your mistakes were magnified, and I know, like I said, I didn't play well, and I almost cost our team the game, I believe. And it was tough. I just, like I said, it's a different season, and it feels like defenses and teams play, raise their level of play.
How big a loss is losing Mendenhall for you guys?
Well, it's a big loss. Anytime you lose your starting tailback, it's never a good thing. But, you know, we feel we have some capable bodies that are ready to step up and play well. I mean, if you look at Isaac Redmond, a guy that really kind of, he gets a lot of playing time as it is. So I think some guys will be ready to go, but it'll definitely be a blow for us.
How nice is it to have a fan base that travels as well as your guys' does? I mean, when you look at the fans, look at the seats, is it pretty amazing?
It's awesome. I think it kind of blows people away, you know, when you're on the road and you have guys on other teams that aren't used to seeing that, and all of a sudden they see the Steeler fans come in and they're like, holy cow, what's going on? It's a pretty neat feeling.
How's your ankle feeling?
Awesome.
If 10 was the best and 0 is you couldn't move, where are you at?
I'd say 5.
5, okay.
Yeah. It's not bad. We had a little setback last week in the game, but, you know, we're working really really hard with the trainers and stuff to kind of get it back to feeling like it did before the game, because it felt pretty good before the game.
I know you've gotten to play against Elvis Dumervil a lot, even dating back to college. What do you notice about him as a pass rusher and maybe over these last, 7 or 8 games on tape?
He's a beast. He is. It doesn't. He's got so many moves, from just running you over to spinning to putting one arm and running the guy over. I mean, he's always wreaking havoc, and he's got speed as well. He's one of the best in the game, and I think he gets rewarded for it. You know, when people talk about him and stuff, but he really is unbelievable.
How different is this team with no Brian Dawkins?
Well, is he going to play?
We don't know yet.
Come on, I know you guys know something. But, it is different. I mean, he's a leader back there. He's a guy that comes down and stops the run and always seems to make plays. When you turn on the film, 20's always in there. So, it's one of those things that for us to be like losing Troy. You know, you just lose that guy that is, the leader of your defense.
On a similar note, Ben, you go against the Steelers defense in practice without Ryan Clark not coming out here. How are they different?
Well, I think that's a big blow for us. I think Ryan does such an awesome job of complimenting Troy. People don't realize that, Troy makes a lot of plays and gets a lot of notoriety for it and publicity, but really I think Ryan is kind of the backbone of it, because Troy, but people don't know, Troy ad-libs a lot. Troy just sees stuff, and that's what makes it so good is his instincts. But in order for him to do that, you have to have a guy that's able to back him up and cover for him. And, sometimes Ryan's in a bind back there, and he just makes plays. And I think it speaks volumes for their play on the field at the same time, and I think it'll be big. We'll have to see. I think to see how Troy kind of does without Ryan back there is kind of safety blanket.
So what do you think about Tomlin's decision to hold Clark out and make that decision, I guess, right there at the beginning of the week?
No brainer. I mean, we don't. This I would hope that no team or organization or high school college, whatever level, I would hope that no one, if there's ever even the slightest risk of someone being injured or their life even more, I would hope that no one will put them in that situation. We all support it, and of course we're going to miss him. We want him out there because he is he's a family for us. He's a brother, but when it comes to family and health, there's no substitute. We're not going to risk that.
Is Champ Bailey kind of cornerback you want to stay away from, or will you go to that side if the receiver's open, or do you look on that side?
Well, if he's open, I'm going to go there. But he's not usually open with Champ. You know, Champ is one of the best. You know, he's been doing it at a high-low for a long time. I've gone against him a couple times. And, you know, he's very dangerous. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we're not going to go in and say, listen, let's go after him or let's not go after him. We're going to go out there and, you know, if our guys win, they win. But it's going to be tough sled for those guys.
Ben, what is your thoughts on the attention Tebow has received, both the scrutiny and criticism, you know, from the guys on ESPN or whatever?
It's got to be tough. You know, every time you turn it on, you see something about Tebow. And I can only imagine what it's like for his teammates. You know, I mean, I just watching today, it's the Steelers versus Tim Tebow. And, you know, it's the Steelers versus the Broncos, you know. So I can only imagine what it's like for him and that all the eyes and the attention on him and the pressure. And it can't be fun. I feel for him a little bit.
Well, you've had a lot of attention yourself. Is that something you needed to – you felt like you needed to apologize to your teammates? You need to talk to them in a certain way? I mean, how did you handle situations like
that? Well, you know, if it's not your fault, there's not much you can do about it. You know, I don't think, you know, Tim's really calling ESPN and asking him to talk about him. So it's a tough thing. I would assume that his teammates understand it. It's just it's a tough thing. It's the position we play.
What do you think about him as a quarterback?
Well, I think he's a winner. I think he finds ways to get it done. He's like myself. He's unconventional, you know, and people say, you know, he can't throw the ball, he can't do this. Well, you know what, he finds a way to win. And sometimes that's all that matters in this game.
When you struggled maybe as a rookie, and, you know, right now what seems to be with Tim is a little hesitancy because there's been a lot of turnovers. How do you break yourself out of that?
Well, for me, it would be throwing the ball. You know, if you can't throw a pick or you have some troubles, you just got to keep going. You can't get timid or hesitant because then it seems like they come in bunches and you're going to keep turning it over or throwing interceptions. So, for me, it just go out there, don't worry about it, short-term memory, and just sling it.
Can things like that get in your head when you turn over the ball quite a bit?
Oh, absolutely. You start trying to be so cautious that you make even worse decisions. So, you know, but it's different with him because the offense is different. You know, he's runs the ball just as much as he throws it. So it's a little different for him, and it's probably frustrating at times.
Ben, does it feel like a long time, or does it feel like yesterday you were getting ready for the Super Bowl again?
Feels like a long time, kind of.
But does it feel like this is where you guys are comfortable with, like, boy, we've done this before. We know what to do now.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of guys in this team. We look at our offense and we say that we're pretty young on offense. I'm one of, if not the oldest, other than Hines, the oldest guy on this offense. So, you know, that's kind of crazy. But we've got a lot of guys in this locker room that have done this before, both in, you know, the position we're in now, whether it's a wild card game or the first place. So we've done it both ways. And, you know, we just want to come out and play our best football. And that's what this time of year is about.
Hey, Ben, there's a lot of good receivers in the league that get a lot of attention. Calvin Johnson, Fitzgerald, Andre Johnson. Mike Wallace has to be up there, but he didn't get talked about as much. How good is that guy?
He's really good. You know, he makes plays, and sometimes it gets frustrating for guys, you know, because, you know, when you got a lot of guys that they can get the ball, and receivers, tight ends, running backs, you know, they all want the ball. But, you know, he's a professional, and he's really good at not being selfish about getting the ball. And, you know, he's one of those guys that if you may not catch a ball or only have one catch for 20 yards all the way to the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden he breaks out one for 80. You know, you just never know when he's going to strike.
How much has he expanded his game? I mean, last year it seemed like he was kind of that deep threat, but it seems like he's become more of an underneath option. How hard has he worked on that aspect?
A lot. You know, we've thrown screens to him. We've got him running underneath zones and coming out of the back end of it. So he really has worked hard on expanding his game and trying to be the best that he can be. And you see him put a lot of time into it and pride in it.
What are your impressions of Von Miller?
Unbelievable. I tell you what, for a young guy to come in and do the things that he's done, you know, you talk about Elvis and those, what he does, but, you know, it's pretty amazing what Von's been able to do, both pass rushing and, you know, they talk about him being a great pass rusher, but he stops the run. I mean, he makes plays in the run game that you kind of make you shake your head, like, how do you do that?
Ben, do you have more memories of the Super Bowls you've won or the one that you lost?
Probably, I'd say equal. You know, the drive against Arizona is one that you'll never forget. I mean, as a quarterback, that's everything you want. And then last year losing, you feel those losses because you want the sting to stay with you. So I'd say equal of both.
Ben, what do you think of the way the rule is that you guys are 12-4, but you're having to travel to play a team that's 8-8?
We think it's an awesome rule. You know, it's a head scratcher, but I guess that's the way. I don't know how long it's been that way, but I'm sure it's been like that for a long time. And it is the way it is, and we just got to go with it.
Well, since that was your last answer, on a scale of 1 to 10, like your ankle, how much do you like that rule?
5.
Nice.
Hey. And what do you think it says for off-season programs that the Packers won 15 games and you guys won 12?
Oh, we don't need them. Forget it all. Just come to training camp.